USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Wisconsin Senator Rob Johnson is under fire from both sides of the aisle. The Republican is using his Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee to run two investigations, sometimes in coordination with the Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley. One probe involves the State Department under President Obama, President Obama's Ukraine policy, and the son of presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The other probe looks at the transition between the Obama and Trump administrations. Johnson was on KTLK Radio pushing back against critics.
This is exactly the same play that they've laid, that they ran the same playbook as they ran against President Trump. You know, the background dossier, leaked it to the press, twisted it, embellished it, blew it way out of proportion, knew it was false, and yet look at how they used that Steele dossier to get FISA warrants and eventually a special counsel.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the Magamall. TheMagamall.com. The Magamall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the markets, they are pure junk. The Magamall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the Magamall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
A popular video game maker is suing Apple and Google. An explanation from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
On Thursday, video game company Epic Games sued Apple and Google Play over their removal from app stores over payment cuts. Dieter Bahn is an editor with The Verge.
This has been brewing for quite a while. The CEO of Epic, Tim Sweeney, has been angry at both of these app stores for quite some time.
Bahn continues on ABC's Good Morning America.
The big companies like Apple and Google have a ridiculous amount of power, and the only way to fight back to them is to do something incredibly splashy, incredibly loud, and to maybe have billions of dollars behind your company to do it.
Apple and Google both blocked the game because Epic introduced a direct payment system, effectively shutting out the tech giants from collecting fees.
On Wall Street Friday, the Dow closed up 34 points, the NASDAQ and S&P 500 closed down, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A new California gun law has been ruled as unconstitutional. USA's John Hunt with the story.
A three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals threw out California's ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines, saying the law violates the U.S. Constitution's protection to the right to bear firearms. Judge Kenneth Lee wrote for the panel's majority, even well-intentioned laws must pass constitutional muster. California's ban on magazines holding more than 10 bullets strikes at the core of the Second Amendment, the right to armed self-defense. He noted that California passed the law in the wake of heart-wrenching and highly publicized mass shootings, but said that's not enough to justify a ban whose scope is so sweeping that half of all magazines in America would be unlawful in California.
President Trump has given the owner of the popular video sharing app TikTok 90 days to divest from its American assets and any data gathered in the U.S. Trump wrote in an executive order that there is credible evidence that leads him to believe that ByteDance might take action that threatens to impair the country's national security. The executive order was written on Friday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said in a statement that the government's Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. had recommended the action after an exhaustive review in order to protect American users from their personal data being exploited. For news on demand, go to our website, usaradio.com. I'm Kenneth Burns.